Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagman with Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is the body electric. The idea here is that electricity is most of what we are. When we look at ourselves, not just at the microscopic, but at the nanoscopic level, the level of the atom, we find our bodies are mostly empty space, held together by electricity. You could respond to this by saying, well, fine, that might be true, but how does this affect my life? I don't exactly plug myself into a wall outlet to get going in the morning. I'm saying now that knowing electricity is a major part of who we are can have a big influence on one's health. The acupuncture meridians, for example, run along paths at least resistance along the skin, and the flow is especially strong at points that acupuncturists have used for centuries. You can feel this flow of electricity on practicing the Chinese art of Qigong or Tai Chi, a tingling flow of the energy, electricity, along your limbs, especially arms, hands, and fingers. I've spoken before on how powerful these practices are for your health. This is literally a very tangible benefit of tuning into your body as an electric dynamo. It's also thought by some that homeopathic medicines work on this electric level as well, that when the molecules in the remedy get diluted further and further, that the electronic signature of the material is what remains and is even enhanced. Where the normally dense molecular forms of mercury, for example, are dangerous for the human body, we could still take advantage of this element's electric signature by diluting it and potentizing it the way homeopathic remedies are prepared. Less known in the country is our ability to measure the electrical flow on the human body through a skin resistance meter. Sure enough, the traditional acupuncture points show a greater electrical flow than surrounding skin. Better still, by measuring the skin resistance of a patient, we can map out the imbalances contributing to illness using this measurement. Then, better yet, by placing medicines in our circuit, we can find which ones will improve the flow of electricity and rebalance our patient. These could be conventional medicines, vitamins or herbs, and even homeopathic drugs, which in some ways perhaps are a perfect fit for this type of metric. One of the criticisms or challenges of picking up homeopathic medicine is finding the correct one out of the many that could look plausible. And even the correct potency, another choice, could possibly be discerned. This technique was pioneered by a German medical doctor and engineer named Reinhard Voll in the late 1940s, and has been used ever since around the world by thousands of practitioners to help find where the imbalances are in a patient, and then, using the same electrical method, finding out how to rebalance the person. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.